This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, July 9th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Thin GOP platform embraces Trump's positions. Ag appropriator wants more from Biden, and land values may settle. Slim down GOP platform targets China and EVs. The Republican Party is out with a draft platform that is thin on details while sticking to Donald Trump's campaign themes. The 16-page document released yesterday includes calls to revoke China's permanent normal trade relations and to impose across-the-board tariffs on imported products. It also calls for rolling back regulations, including the tailpipe emission standards that would push motorists toward electric vehicles. Other than a reference to farmers in the trade chapter, the platform steers clear of directly addressing agriculture. By contrast, the 2016 GOP platform was 66 pages. It emphasized the importance of agriculture exports to the U.S. economy and called for removing the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program from USDA. Republicans did not adopt a new platform in 2020. Now take note, the 2024 platform makes reference to Trump's suggestion that raising tariffs could offset lost revenue from income tax cuts. As tariffs on foreign producers goes up, taxes on American workers, families, and businesses can come down, the platform says in a chapter titled Protect American Workers and Farmers from Unfair Trade. The platform also promises to begin, quote, the largest deportation program in American history, targeting criminal gangs and illegal aliens. Heinrich, Biden needs a clear path to beating Trump. New Mexico Senator Martin Heinrich, the Democrat that chairs the Senate Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee, is one of the latest in his party to raise concerns about President Biden's reelection race. I love Joe Biden. He's the most accomplished president of my lifetime, and he's genuinely wonderful human being. However, what I care about most is the preservation of our democracy, Heinrich said in a statement posted yesterday on X. Heinrich went on to say that Biden, quote, needs to continue to demonstrate that his debate performance was just a bad night and that he has a clear path to defeating Donald Trump. Heinrich's subcommittee writes annual spending bills for USDA and FDA. Farmers National sees signs of settling land values. Farmers National Company says its mid-year report that the agriculture land market is showing signs of settling down, that after a five-year period that has been, quote, nothing short of exceptional. Paul Shattig, the Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations at FNC, notes that in the second half of 2023 and the first of 24, we've experienced significant increases in interest rates, declining grain markets, and inflation. Despite these negative pressures, the land market has remained relatively resilient. FNC, which is employee-owned, manages more than 5,000 farms and ranches in 30 states, covering more than 2 million acres. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Florida Grower Organization pushes back on FDA-CDC salmonella finding. A Florida fruit and vegetable group is pushing back on a recent determination by the Food and Drug Administration and Centers for Disease Control linking a Florida cucumber grower to an ongoing salmonella break investigation. FDA and CDC identified cucumbers grown in Boynton Beach, Florida by Bednar Growers, Inc. as the likely source of a salmonella outbreak that has infected nearly 450 people in 31 states and Washington, D.C. The agencies reported finding strains of salmonella in water used by the growers that matched the illness and the outbreak. The Florida Fruit and Vegetable Association says the update provided by the agencies does not provide the most accurate information and mischaracterized water used by the grower. FFVA and the entire produce industry will always support any research or guidance based on sound science, but we must ensure we rely on the science, FFVA said in a statement. That is why we urge the FDA and CDC to conduct a complete and thorough investigation as quickly as possible to ensure responsible information is given to consumers. Nutrition groups open applications for WIC Community Outreach subgrants. The Food Research and Action Center, Center for Nutrition and Health Impact, Indigenous Food and Agriculture Initiative, and Unitas U.S. have announced a request for applications for subgrants for the WIC Community Innovation and Outreach Project. About $14.8 million will be awarded in this second round of funding. It is open to WIC state and local agencies to help develop innovative outreach strategies to increase WIC awareness and participation. Applications for the subgrants are due September 6. The American Rescue Plan, passed in 2021, provided USDA's Food and Nutrition Service with funding for WIC outreach. FNS is supporting WIC through a cooperative agreement with the different nutrition groups. This second round of funding comes after $16.2 million was awarded in 2023 to about 36 projects across the country. Iowa Utilities Commission schedules informational meetings on Summit Pipeline. The Iowa Utilities Commission will schedule meetings in 23 Iowa counties in August and September on Summit Carbon Solutions' proposed liquid carbon dioxide pipeline. The IUC recently gave the green light to the primary part of the project, nearly 700 miles of pipeline, but said Summit had to gain approval in the Dakotas before it could get a permit. The latest informational meetings will address another 340 miles of pipeline needed to hook up to 14 ethanol plants that were added after the initial proposal was already being considered. The first meeting is scheduled for August 26th in Corning, Iowa, in Adams County. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, July 9th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.